Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, family. This is Brother Dave Well, and welcome to your weekly greeting of the Word of Truth. My apologies for missing last week. Unforeseen things happened. Nevertheless, Yahweh's will be done. So, we'll be picking back up in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 16, and I'll start at verse 1. And it reads, "Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, Yahweh hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, Abram, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress in her eyes. And Sarai said unto Abram, My wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Yahweh judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarai, Behold, thy maid is in thy hand. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of Yahweh found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarai's maid, whence camest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarai. And the angel of Yahweh said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hand. And the angel of Yahweh said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of Yahweh said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because Yahweh hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell all his brethren. And she called the name of Yahweh that spake unto her, Thou El seest me. For she said, Have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer La Horai. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son. And Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Third sheet, Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. And when Abram was 90 years old and nigh, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty El. Walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and Elohim talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name be any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in the generations for an everlasting covenant to be a Elohim unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And I will be their mighty, their Elohim. And Elohim said unto Abram, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generation. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after you. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in your generation, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed, he in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised male child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And Elohim said unto Abram, as for Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. Shall her name be, excuse me. And I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be mother of nations, kings of people shall be of her. And Abram fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? Abram said unto Elohim, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And Elohim said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him. And Elohim went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin, and the selfsame day. And Elohim had said unto him, Abraham was 90 years old and nigh when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael, his son, and all the men of his house, born in the house with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Genesis, Bereshith 18. And Yahweh appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My master, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray thee, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that, ye shall pass on. But therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress it in milk, and the calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my master, being old also? And Yahweh said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is too hard for Yahweh. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. Abraham went with them to bring them on their way. And Yahweh said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. And Yahweh said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done all together according to the cry, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from them and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before Yahweh. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous also destroyed and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this man, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Abraham, slick. If you listen to what he just said, that brother, slick. That's, I love this story. I love this part of the story. The brother was slick, and he was on point. He was on point. Sorry. Verse 26. And Yahweh said, if I find in Sodom, in the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto Yahweh, unto my master, which I am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, thou shalt lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 46. And he said unto him, oh, let not the master be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall be 30. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the man. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the master be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And Yahweh went his way. As soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Bereshit, chapter 19, verse 1. And there came two angels to Sodom at Eden, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my master, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your way. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. Upon them great. And they turned in unto him and entered into his house. And he made them a feast and did bake unleavened bread. And they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every called unto Lot, and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brother, do not so wickedly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known a man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eye. Only unto these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one came in to sojourn, and he will need to be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore against the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blinds, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any beside? Son-in-law, and thy son, and thy daughter, and whatsoever thou hast in his city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of Yahweh. And Yahweh has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, up, get you out of this place, for Yahweh will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his son-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. Yahweh being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my master. Behold now, thy servant has found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing. Also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Yahweh rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Yahweh out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities, and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before Yahweh, and he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country was up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when Elohim remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, which he overthrew the cities. I mean, when he overthrew the cities in that which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar, and dwelt in the mountain, and his daughters and his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar. Firstborn said unto the young, Our father is old, and there is not a man on the earth to come in unto us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drunk, drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine and lay with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said unto the young, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made also, and the younger arose and lay with him. He perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. and the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi. The same is the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. In Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, Sarah. Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her, and he said, mayest thou slay also a righteous nation? Say he not unto me, she is my sister, and she, even she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart, and in the innocency of my hands, have I done this. And Elohim said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ear, and the men were so afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, what hast thou done unto us? And what hast I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, what sawest thou, that thou hast done this thing? Abraham said, because I thought, surely the fear of Elohim is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, Elohim caused me to wander from my father's house, that I said unto her, this is thy kind, which thou shalt show unto me. At every place whither we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants, and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said, behold, my land is before thee. Dwell where it pleases thee. and unto Sarah, he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eye unto all that are with thee and with all others. Thus she was reproved. And Abraham prayed unto Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservant, and they bare children. For Yahweh had fast closed up all the wounds of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So, family, we're going to stop right there. Thank you for joining us. Hope you enjoyed the reading. Yahweh, open your minds and your hearts to his word. Reveal his secrets to you. This brother did well. Didn't you? Sure.